This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. A Boulder man is in custody after attempting to steal a fire engine. Officers say Richmond Johnson was arrested and released from the Boulder County Jail at 3:30 a.m. this morning. The 33-year-old then immediately stole the engine as the Boulder Fire Rescue were responding to an unrelated medical call at the jail. After a pursuit, officers deployed stop sticks to deflate the vehicle's tires in downtown Longmont. Johnson was rearrested within minutes. He's facing numerous new charges, including felony motor vehicle theft. There are already thousands of data centers across the U.S. For example, Colorado is close to 60. Aaron Smith with the Pew Research Center studies data center development.
About 90% of the data centers that are currently operational in the country are in urban or suburban areas.
But of the 1,500 new facilities planned, most will be in rural areas. The surging demand for computing power is being driven by AI and cloud storage. And that shift is coming to our region, but some communities like Reno, Denver, and Phoenix are pushing back. Residents are concerned about how much water and energy these facilities use. They're also worried about potential noise and air pollution. The Colorado Rapids host the Colorado Switchbacks tonight in the U.S. Open Cup. This will be the third meeting between the two Front Range soccer clubs since 2015. The Rapids won both matches. Both teams are coming into the match with different results from the weekend. The Switchbacks beat Phoenix Rising FC in the group stage of the Pricks USL Cup. Kickoff time is 7 o'clock at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. This is CPR News.